Hello, welcome along. We're at the end of another long week. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for May 22nd, 2020. This is our snapshot of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Let's start with some Pixel news, as although we have exhaustively detailed the Google Pixel 4a back in a report in April, at the time we thought the launch was right around the corner. However, a pair of new launch date rumours on Twitter suggest that the phone won't launch until July and might not be available until August. The phone was most certainly scheduled to launch at Google I.O. 2020, the annual developer-focused conference in California that sometimes sees the launch of new hardware products, although according to John Prosser and later Android Police's David Ruddock, that launch has now been pushed back until July. If you haven't been following our coverage, the Google Pixel 4a will come in one screen size at 5.81 inches. It will have a Qualcomm Snapdragon 730, a 3080mAh battery, 6GB of RAM, and while previous leaks have shown a 64GB model, our sources suggest there is only a 128GB model. As we reported back in April, it will come in at least two colours, just black and, according to one source, barely blue. We've also been told to expect the phone to cost just $349 when it launches later this year, and it's likely to ship in the 128GB model to start, just undercutting the iPhone SE. If you were unaware, yesterday was Global Accessibility Awareness Day, and Google marked the occasion with several mobile features. One-tap assistant action blocks are launching today on Android, along with the new features for Live Transcribe and Sound Amplifier. Teased last year, action blocks are designed for those that have a hard time learning or remembering how to navigate their smartphone. Given that every common task often requires multiple steps, Google is adding customizable home screen Android widgets to make the entire process a single tap. The new Action Blocks app lets you create a shortcut for any existing Google Assistant capability. This includes making calls, sending texts, playing videos, starting playlists, and controlling smart home devices. Users can then select a custom image that will be memorable to them and place that widget on the home screen. Depending on the action, the necessary app will immediately open or Google Assistant slides up with the requested information. For those wondering, the Action Blocks app is available on the Play Store today and only requires Android 5.0 or later. Adding to Action Blocks, Google also announced that Maps is getting a new accessible places mode to explicitly highlight wheelchair accessibility information within the app. When accessible places is switched on, a wheelchair icon will indicate an accessible entrance and you'll be able to see if a place has accessible seating, restrooms, or parking. If it's confirmed that a place does not have an accessible entrance, Google Maps will also show that information as well. That icon will also appear in search, while the full listing provides detailed breakdowns by checking off whether wheelchair-friendly seating, restroom, parking, or entrances are available. On Android and iOS, the mode can be enabled from Settings, Accessibility, and then toggling Accessible Places. It's rolling out now in the United States, United Kingdom, Japan, and Australia. Support for more countries, though, is on the way soon. And finally, and sort of hilariously, grazing cows were responsible for momentary outages to Google's data centers due to stepping on and bending down fiber cables in Oregon. With that said though, even on the ground, the fiber continued to function and the causes looked to not have been discovered until someone was sent to the location. With that in mind, Google maybe needs to have some anti-cow tech put in place to stop this from happening again. And before we head off, here's Trevor from 9 to 5 Toys with all the very best deals on Google Gear and more this week.
This weekend's best deals over at 9 to 5 Toys include the Google Memorial Day sale, which offers notable discounts on Nest Cams, Nest Wi-Fi, thermostats, and much more, starting at just $29. These deals are available at various retailers and are expected to last through Monday. Today only, you can also save on Pixel 3 and Pixel 3 XL from $279, which are new Amazon all-time lows. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best Memorial Day deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite offers or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of Friday, the 22nd of May, 2020. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.